The morning ritual is sponsored by Recess Mood. One healthier alternative to alcohol after a stressful day is Recess Mood. So Recess Mood is a sparkling water, and it's infused with functional ingredients like magnesium and stress-balancing adaptogens. So you can relax without the alcohol or the hangover. Podcast listeners get 15% off the Recess Mood Sampler Pack at takearecess.com/TMR. Recess Mood is made with real fruit, and it comes in 4 delicious flavors like strawberry rose and raspberry lemon. With only 20 calories and no added sugar, it's a guilt-free way to unwind. You deserve a healthier way to unwind. Head to takearecess.com/TMR and get 15% off Recess Mood, your go-to alcohol replacement. Welcome to the Morning Ritual Podcast, meditations and conversations to set the tone for your day. I'm your host, Lily B. Today is all about moving from self-doubt to self-confidence. How we can use meditation to quiet the inner critic and recognize and own your worth. If you're somebody who wants to feel more secure in life, if you want to feel more confident, I'm here to tell you that it starts with the way that you think about yourself and speak to yourself. When you change the way you think about yourself, or at least the relationship you have with your thinking, you can change the way you feel. So you and me and everyone in the world has this little voice inside known as the inner critic. It's the voice that makes it so easy to be hard on ourselves. It can be incredibly judgmental about how we look, about our abilities. It sounds like, I'm not smart enough, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not rich enough. Essentially, it's saying, I am not enough. And I know this voice all too well. It's only been in the last couple years that I've taken this concept seriously and stopped giving my inner critic so much power. And I can tell you it's been so transformative, from my relationships to career, the way I communicate, and my overall well-being. Now, you might be thinking the inner critic is what motivates you to work hard or change or be better, but I'm here to tell you that that's not true. Consider for a moment that your inner critic is actually what's holding you back from being your most confident, aligned, authentic self. Your inner critic, that voice of self-doubt, stops you from reaching your full potential, and it's actually the reason why you might be procrastinating. And it's important to note that the inner critic is actually a safety mechanism. It's a protective mechanism to keep us in our comfort zones. The inner critic is definitely loudest when we're fearful. And while we can't get rid of the inner critic completely, given it's part of our built-in safety instinct, we actually just can't get rid of it, what we can do is learn how to skillfully, wisely respond to that voice. And that's where meditation is here to help. Mindfulness allows us to not only become aware of that inner critic, but we get to cultivate what's called the witness mind, the ability to watch and observe our thoughts, recognizing that we are not our thoughts. We get to question them. And we actually have this ability to rewire and retrain our thoughts to be different. Through the practice of meditation, you get to come home to the fact that you are enough, despite what that voice might be telling you. Now, in case you're not sold already, I'm just going to give you a few more reasons why we might want to quiet or move past this voice of self-doubt. Number one, our inner critic is actually a massive energy drainer. By quieting down the inner critic, you'll have more energy to do the things that you really want to do. Number two, you actually become more pleasant to be around. The less judgmental you are of yourself, the less judgmental you will be of others, and vice versa. And people pick up on that. Number three, you'll feel a lot better on a physical level. Inner criticism causes a lot of stress. It adds to fear and anxiety and pressure. And this chronic stress, we know, leads to chronic inflammation. And we know that stress can cause all sorts of other physical ailments. Number 4. As you quiet the inner critic, you'll notice more mental clarity. You'll be more connected to your true nature, to your authentic self, and to your values. Number 5, and I mentioned this already, you'll procrastinate less. You'll be able to work towards the things that you want to achieve despite that voice of self-doubt. You'll be able to act even in the face of fear. So now we're going to take all of that knowledge and put it into practice. But before we get into the meditation, I have a very quick message about our sponsor, BetterHelp. BetterHelp is an online therapy app which matches you with a therapist to meet your specific wants and needs. I've used the app since 2020, so 3 years now, and I absolutely love pairing my meditation practice with more traditional therapy. So if you're interested in trying BetterHelp, just use my code for 10% off your first month of therapy. Just go to betterhelp.com/themorningritual. That's betterhelp.com/themorningritual for 10% off your first month of therapy. All right, let's get into the meditation. So go ahead and get comfortable. You can be seated or lying down. And carve out some space and some time to be with yourself. Start to find stillness. Either soften your gaze or allow your eyes to close completely. And let's breathe. We'll take 3 deep breaths. Easy inhale. And a full exhale. And 2 more. Deep breath in. And full breath out. Slowing down this next inhale. Slowing down this next exhale. And as you let your breath just be natural and your body settle into stillness, acknowledge the earth beneath you. For this moment, it is safe to relax. And I invite you to connect to the sensation of coming home to your body. Coming home to yourself. Now, one of the key qualities of mindfulness is to look inwards with curiosity. I like to say we replace judgment with curiosity. So as we look inwards at the breath, at the body, at the mind, can you remain open and curious and non-judgmental? Let's start with the breath. So right now, your breath is coming in and out naturally. Start to just notice how it feels to breathe without controlling the breath. Let it come in. Let it go out. With so much curiosity, just observe and explore your breath for the next minute. There's no right or wrong way to breathe right now. Just let the breath be natural. Really nice. Now I invite you to listen to your inner critic, to that voice of
maybe inner judgment or self-doubt. And if it's not really present right now, maybe there's a memory you can conjure up. What are the go-to stories that your inner critic tells you? It might be along the lines of, you're not smart enough, you're not successful enough. Maybe your inner critic likes to tell you that you're too much, you're too needy. Maybe your inner critic is trying to convince you that you don't belong. Now, we're not here to judge the inner critic. It's totally natural that you have these thoughts. I want you to just get familiar with the go-to stories. And as you notice this voice of the inner critic, acknowledge that you are not the inner critic. You're so much more. Now, if your inner critic could actually speak, what would it sound like? Can you personify this inner critic? Give it a character, give it a voice if it doesn't already have one. And maybe you can even exaggerate its characteristics in your mind. You might even make it kind of funny. Just creating a little space from you and the inner critic, really being able to separate from it and observe it right now. So now that you've spent a bit of time observing that voice of self-doubt, I invite you to offer yourself some phrases of kindness. You can repeat the following phrases silently or out loud, whatever feels best, and notice how they feel. Repeating the following phrases. How human of me to have these thoughts. How human of me to have these thoughts. May I be kind to myself. May I be kind to myself. I release self-doubt. I release self-doubt. I am enough. I am enough. From this place of self-compassion, of kindness, can you sense how your inner critic doesn't have so much power right now? Let's take another minute to just sit in stillness, in silence, and remember your true nature, which is abundant. It's more than enough, and much, much more than your inner critic. As we start to bring this practice to a close, I invite you to take a deeper breath in and a full breath out. Thanking yourself for doing this work of looking inwards, of getting to know this inner critic, and taking your power back. Remembering that this inner critic, it's here to keep you safe. Those thoughts of self-doubt, they're here to keep you in your comfort zone. It's a survival mechanism. But my challenge for you is to recognize when these thoughts creep in. Acknowledge that you are in fact safe, you're okay, and you can proceed despite the self-doubt, right? And as you do that, the quieter it'll become and the more confident you'll be. Trust me. So if you resonate with this work, if you'd like to take this practice deeper, I've attached 3 different journal prompts for you in the show notes below. They're totally free and are an opportunity for you to explore where your inner critic might be protecting you from, right? So you can get to know the inner critic a bit more. And I love writing this stuff out. It really, really supports this work, being able to journal about it. So go ahead, you can download the PDF. You can either work on it now or save it for later. But yeah, give it a go. And I want to thank you for listening to The Morning Ritual. If you enjoy the podcast, be sure to hit the subscribe button. And if you can, give us a rating. It helps so much. We'll close off this episode the way that we always do, with a full breath in, a deep breath out, and have a lovely day.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.